Hey everybody, Donnie Gardner here with the Boston Terrier Society. In today's episode, I want to talk about why do Boston Terriers eat their own poop? So, once again, if you've had a Boston Terrier for a while, I'm sure this has come up as far as them eating their own poop. Bella, whenever we got her, it really started happening whenever we left her alone for the whole day, and we'd come home and there'd just be markings on the floor, but no poop. And she did this pretty often. I've talked to other Boston Terrier owners, and the same things happened to them as far as their dog eating their own feces. So we're going to talk about that on the podcast today, as well as if you're thinking about buying a Boston Terrier, this is something you need to keep in mind. So let's go ahead and get started. First, there are several reasons as to why your Boston Terrier is eating their own poop. First, it could just be nutritional deficiencies, hunger, prebiotics, which we'll talk about further, as well as bad behavior. So pretty much, relatively speaking, Boston's eating their own poop is safe. But obviously, it's very disgusting. So we're going to hit on all these. So once again, nutritional deficiencies, hunger, prebiotics, and bad behavior. So before we begin, as far as why do Bostons eat their own poop, it's good to know that in nature, this is something that naturally happens. Baby elephants, for instance, as well as hippos and other animals, but they poop and their offspring actually eat their feces in order to help get their gut started off right. And this is no different. There's actually procedures that humans do where they take healthy poop particles, put it in their, I don't know the specific procedure, maybe I should have looked this up, but they take that healthy gut bacteria from the fecal matter and put it into regular humans. So pretty interesting, something that we do. Another thing too, as far as Bostons, whenever they have puppies, you know, they have to lick their genital area to get them to urinate as well as poop. So this is something that is somewhat normal, but yet disgusting. So keep that in mind. So the first on our list is nutritional deficiencies. Something I found out very interesting is that vitamin B is actually found in poop. So if your dog is lacking proper nutrients, they could be eating it to try to reabsorb some of the nutrients they missed. Because, you know, whenever you go to the bathroom and everything, not all the nutrients, you know, the food that you eat, not all the nutrients is taken out of it. So they could be eating that poop to try to reincorporate some of the nutrients they didn't otherwise get from their food. And this can be handled by just giving them some type of vitamin or supplement. I would always consult your vet to see what kind of vitamins they might be lacking. They might be able to do some blood tests to see what they're missing. The next reason your Boston could be eating their poop is hunger. So if your Boston is obviously hungry and there's nothing else to eat, they could be eating their own poop. And one thing that I found really interesting, and I didn't know this existed in dog, but it's called Cushing's disease, where essentially their body overproduces certain hormones. And one of the side effects is increased water consumption as well as hunger. And this could be a sign of that disease. Cushing's disease is also found in humans, but essentially if they start getting a pot belly look, you know, like a pot belly pig, if their abdomen starts looking bigger, this could be a sign. So this is something you're going to want to consult to your vet and see what they might have. And after reading and looking into this, I thought Bella might have it because she eats a ton of her poop. Luckily, she's stopped. My wife just says I'm a hypochondriac, but I thought this might be something that she had because every time we'd come home, there'd be poop missing. And I just thought maybe she wasn't eating enough. So anyways, Cushing's is a possibility. You want to consult your vet, but that all rolls up under hunger. So maybe you might want to increase their food intake a little bit to see if that stops them from eating their own feces. The next reason your Boston might be eating their own poop is prebiotics. So the difference between prebiotics and probiotics is prebiotics is literally just creating the environment for probiotics, those active and live bacteria that are healthy to your gut. So the prebiotics is essentially the grounds that makes it possible for those probiotics to live. And just like dogs go out and start eating grass because they have an upset stomach, you know, maybe they're eating their own poop to kind of create this or fix this digestive issue in their gut. And then the final reason, and once again, kind of the hypochondriac me, I don't know if this would fall under hypochondriac, but anyways, bad behavior. So Bella, she would eat her poop every time, and this kind of also links to Boston Terriers and their separation anxiety. So anytime we left, that's when she would eat her poop, obviously, because if she did it on the ground, we'd pick it up. But nevertheless, it could just be a bad behavior, a trait maybe that they picked up from their mother whenever the mother would eat their poop as a little puppy. And this just carried with them up into when, you know, your Boston Terrier is growing up just from seeing their mother do it, as well as that separation anxiety of kind of tearing stuff up and eating their own poop. So those are the reasons why your Boston might be eating their own feces. One, maybe they have that nutritional deficiency. Next is they might just be hungry. And those prebiotics, maybe they're trying to self-medicate themselves. And like we just talked about, that bad behavior. So now we're going to go ahead and step into as far as things that you can do to avoid this from happening. So there's a few things that you can do to try to stop this from happening. And the first one is obviously you can go see your vet. Going and talking to your vet about this will allow you to rule out any type of medical causes, kind of like we were talking about that Cushing's disease. Next, you can set them up on some kind of supplement. You'll want to talk to your vet about this, but any type of supplement that would have B vitamins in it, because poop naturally has those B vitamins in them. So talk to your vet. See what might be good for your particular Boston. Next is you can actually change the taste of their poop, and this will obviously get them to stop. Now, the issue with this is you're going to have to do this with every animal in the house, because let's say your dog is eating the other dog's poop. You're going to want to change the way it tastes, or the way they eat their food, in order to make it taste differently as well. So there's a product out there. It's called Forbid. I've never used it before, but if you go to my blog post on BostonTerrierSociety.com, just search eating poop and that'll pop up. Or you can go to BostonTerrierSociety.com, just /Boston Terriers eating poop, and you'll see this there. And there's a nice little YouTube video that explains this. I never knew about this. I never used it for Bella. So it's something to look into. Then the most obvious thing is clean up the poop, because then they won't have access to it. And the last thing that I put on here is exercise and play. That kind of goes back to the separation anxiety. It could just be that they have a lot of pent-up energy and they're just trying to release it somehow, and eating their poop is a way to do that. So doing those things could help. So number one, rule out the medical issues by talking to your vet about it. Also talk to them about any type of vitamin supplements that might give them the proper nutrients where they don't need that vitamin B. Next is changing the taste. Of course, cleaning it up, exercise, and then playing will for sure lessen the amount of energy they have and hopefully get rid of that separation anxiety. Now, finally, you know, your Boston eating their own poop, it's something that happens naturally. While it's, yes, disgusting, it shouldn't be anything that's going to be harmful to them, because once again, this is stuff that's already been in their body. Where it could become an issue is if they're eating other dogs' feces. You know, that's where E. coli, things that Salmonella, I believe, is in dog poop as well. I know E. coli for sure. But those type of things you don't want transmitted back to you. So if your dog's eating that stuff and, you know, they have that on their face and they come up and lick you, that could be a problem, and they can start spreading diseases to you or your kids. So you don't want them eating other people's dog poop. Theirs is somewhat okay, just because it's already within them. And so, yeah, natural thing. But I would contact your vet if it becomes an issue, meaning they're eating their poop every single time. We never called our vet, but there for a while, I'd say for a good month, Bella was eating her poop every time we left for work. Emily and I would be gone for work for maybe at the most 12 hours at a time, but at the very least 10 hours. So it would cause some concern if they are doing it for longer than a month. But as always, if you think it might be an issue whatsoever, you want to talk to your vet about this. So hope this helped. As I mentioned, Any questions you might have, please post them here in the podcast by sending me a little voice message. You can also check out BostonTerrierSociety.com. Just click on the contact us form, ask your question there, say you want it in podcast form, and I'll reply. Or you can go to YouTube, just search in the YouTube bar, Boston Terrier Society. You'll see us there, and you can post a comment on one of the videos there. So thank you for listening, and talk to you guys later. Thanks. Bye.